Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be a special for me. Rabbi Shechiel and Ishmas. Our sister, Basu Shmuel, Rechana Sechana, Rabbi Sechana, Rabbi Sechana, Rabbi Sechana, Rabbi Sechana, Rabbi Zev, Rabbi Alexander Zishab, and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas, and Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. We're learning the Sugi of Elidushlu, Donis Shari, Ksubis, Daf Kimel Amit Beis, Alpi Taras, Shalmar, Rosh Hashiva Zetzal, Chaim. The Gemara says that the women, the kalas, would be moser nefesh in order not to be nival to the hegemon, in order not to be nival to the local mayor who would sleep with them before would forcibly have relations with them for their marriage. So, Gemara says, "Psula nisbiyom arvi tibol hegmon tchila," and the tznuas are moser nefesh, in order that they won't become usher to their husbands, and then they're going to come to a sakana when they're moser nefesh, like the misa, not to have relations. And therefore the Braisa said that Yisakana ve'elach, they'd get married on Tuesday. Frekta Gemara, v'lidrush ad ones shari. Why don't we tell the tznuos that ones is mutter, she's mutter her to her husband after the ones? So they don't have to be moser nefesh. Famous line in the Gemara, "V'lidrush l'donis shari." Why don't we darshan for them that onus is mutter? So the Achronim ask on the shita of the Bala Maor brought in the Ran in Shabbos Kuflam Adalet Amid Beis, that where before the Bris Milah the hot water that they had prepared spilled, Ishtapich Chamime, the Milah is pushed off, since after the Milah you're going to have to heat up the water again for the baby, for Pikoch Nefesh, to warm the baby up. They used to do that. So you're not allowed to do the meal in the first place, even though there's going to be a heter of pikoach nefesh. You're not allowed to put yourself in that matziv. So with derech of the mitzvahs, they don't have to come to the pikoach nefesh. So we see that the Bala Maor holds that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to need the heter of pikoach nefesh. If so, how come it's mutter for her to get married on Wednesday, where she's putting herself in a matziv of pikuach nefesh, and therefore ba'onis, it's going to be mutter? Let her get married on a different day, or let her not get married at all. In other words, we want to tell the women that bonus is your mutter, because otherwise you're going to die. You're going to endanger yourselves. That's what the Gemara says earlier, that they're going to come to a matzav of pikuach nefesh. The musra nafshay liktala v'asnei de sakana. So they would come to a state of danger. So we should tell them, no, don't worry about it. Bonus your mutter. So you don't have to come to this state of danger. In order to save yourself, you're allowed to have relations. But the question is, why do we allow them to get married on Wednesday, where they're putting themselves in a situation where they're going to have relations in order to save themselves? Let them get married on a different day. Or, alternatively, let them not get married at all. But you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav that's going to require you to do an aveira for pikuach nefesh. You're putting yourself in a situation where there's going to be pikuach nefesh afterwards. So that's the akasha, the achronim ask. Tosfos asks a different kasha. Why is oines shori? Begili arayus, the din is yehorig val yavo. It's gili arayus. Okay, the shita of the Balam Or is that it's not considered gili arayus if it's bias akum. Eishes reir lamat bias akum. So the Balam Or still holds as an iser. And it's still gili arayus, but if you hold that it's mamish gili arayus, the din is yehorig val yavo. So ma pitom, that onus is mutter. And for Tosis, no, she's karka oilam. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of Yehoreg val yavor. Since she's karka oilam, since she's passive, there's no chiyuv of Yehoreg val yavor. Tosis Sanhedrin, on page Ein Dalet on the base, writes a different reason. They explain, Tosfos, that the whole din of Yehoreg val yavor, begili arayis, you learn from Rotzeach that you have to die rather than do Gila Arayis. Learn from Rotzeach, one has to die rather than kill. And Rotzeach itself, when is he Mechayiv to be Moiser and Ma'atzmoy? Before he kills. Koidim Shiyaharog Biyodayim. Before he actively kills with his hands, with his actively speaking. But if he doesn't do a maisa, like for example, he is cast upon a baby, and the baby is crushed, Rachman al-Itzlan, it's mistaber, it makes sense that he's not chayiv to be moiser atzmai. Because he can say, who says that the baby's blood is redder, maybe my blood is redder, I'm being passive. Frekt Rabbeinu Chaim, in the fifth parak of Yisodi HaTorah, famously, can't compare. When it comes to throwing him on the baby, he's not the Rotzeach at all. He wasn't Oiver al Shvichus Domim. He is just a piece of wood. He's just a kli in the hand of the one who's casting him. So there you can say that he's not doing a maisa, so everything is cool. He doesn't have to die first. Rashenken gili arayis. So who's the rotzeach in the case of the throwing him on the baby? The one who throws him. Rashenken in the case of gili arayis. Shafilu b'mikre. Deloika of the maisa. Even in an instance where she didn't do a maisa, but she's still over on Gili Arayis. And the din should be Teharig Val Tavo. She's involved in a act of sexual relations. So she didn't do a maisa, Beseder. But she's over on Gili Arayis. So therefore it makes sense that she should Teharig Val Tavo. She should die rather than be over. In the Minchas Chinuch, he asks on Tosfos. So we have one kasha on Tosfos that Rabbeinu Chaim asks that you can't compare Shvichus Damim to Gila Arayis. Gila Arayis, even when she's not doing a maisa, but she's still involved in Gila Arayis, but Shvichus Damim, in that case, Enochinami, there's no maisa. But here, when it comes to Gila Arayis, what does it matter? There's not a Maisa. She's still over in Gila Arayis. But Shvichus Dom, there's no Maisa. It's not Ritzicha. But Gila Arayis, without a Maisa, it's still Gila Arayis. That's where Prime's Kasha. Minchas Chinuch, Reish Tzadi Vov, asks on Tosfos from the Braisa in Bava Metzia on page 62b. Shnaim Shayim Mehalchim Baderech. Two people are going on the path, and one of them is holding on to a jug of water. Who gets it? There's no they're in the midbar, and there's no water around. Who's gonna stay alive? Who gets the water? So ben p'tura darshind, better they both die, and one of them shouldn't see his friend die. So you split the battle. You can't take the whole thing for yourself. Until Rabbi Akiva came and he taught, that your brother should live with you, your life comes first. So we see Shalab ben Ptura, also lahachiyos atzmai. Rabbi Akiva says, your brother should live with you, but if he can't live with you, your life comes first. But according to ben Ptura, you're now to be mechaya yourself. Even though you're not doing anything to get to your friend, you're just taking the water for yourself. And he says, it's a no-no. So in the case of throwing him on the baby, and the baby being crushed, he would have to be meiser nefesh and save the baby, even though he's not doing a meiser. You see, even in the case of the water, he's not doing a meiser. That's the minchas chinuch's kasha and tosfos. Tosfos, you wanted to say, throwing him on the baby, he's passive, everything is fine. He doesn't have to die, but here you see that when he's being passive, according to ben Ptura, he's still not allowed to take the water for himself, even though he's not actively killing his friend. And the Minchas Chinuch adds that even according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't subscribe to the Svara of Tosis, because Rabbi Akiva had to learn from a pasuk that your life comes first. Rabbi Akiva had a darshin from a pasuk that your life comes first. So he doesn't learn it from svara. Tosis learns from svara. If you're being passive, so chayecha koidmin. As long as you're not actively killing the guy. Rabbi Akiva learns from a pasuk. Tosis learns from svara, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the svara. But the Minchas Chinuch writes that the din of Tosis is emes, according to Rabbi Akiva, because of the drosha of chayecha koidmin. But again, the din would not be correct according to ben Ptura, because ben Ptura says even passively you're not allowed to l'yira echad b'misas chaveroi. B'emes, even Rabbi Akiva would not agree with Tosfos. So besides what the Minchas Chinuch noted, that Tosfos writes misvora, and Rabbi Akiva needs a pasuk, in addition, this pasuk is talking about Chiyuv Hatzalah. By Hatzalah, there's a din of Kadima, that you come first. So you have a din that was Mischadesh of Chayecha Kodmin. Hashem came when he's killing his friend. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees he has to be Moiser Nefesh, even if he's not doing a Maisa. The Krach talks about this. So it appears follows, says Mirena Rabbeinu. In Bavakama, Gemara has a very interesting discussion of whether a man is chayiv for nezek he causes to his wife during the course of Tashmish Amita. So we have a Mishnah there in Bavakama that says that if one person has a barrel and another person has a beam, and they run into each other and the barrel gets smashed with the other guy's beam, the bala beam is putter. Beam me up, Scotty. He doesn't have to pay nezek because they both have rishus v'halech. So the Gemara says that in that case where they both have rishus l'halech, tarvayu ke'adodi ninu, the Baal HaChovis was also involved in the smashing of his Chovis. He helped the Baal HaKoira because he banged his Koira and his Chovis into the other guy's Koira. So he did that Maisa. But here, the Baal, who is mazik betashmish, iu kovid maisa vihi lo. The husband's doing a maisa, she's not doing a maisa. So he's doing all the hezek, so he should have to pay. Frek de gemore vaksiv v'nichesu anafashas oisos mikerev amon. Lashon rabim, so you see that a woman does a maisa during the bia. And for the Gemara, the Torah was machshev her to doing a maisa because hana the tarvayu isla. They both have hana from the bia, gam liish, gam liisha. But iu maisa hu dekaovid. But the maisa is only done by the man. Hana they both get. But the maisa is only done by the man, and therefore, he's considered the mazik. Ad kan sugiyas hagemore. Bebava kamet bedaf lamed beis omud aleph. Tosfos writes, umiu veinin chatas lenin malkos chayevis. When it comes to chatas, v'shoigeg, malkos, she's chayev. The Rachmana achshevela hanoa maisa, because the Torah considers hanoa to be like a maisa. So maybe we can say that what Tosis means is, if she doesn't do a maisa, there's no onish of malchus and chiyuv chatas, because you're only chayev malchus and a chatas if you do a maisa, and therefore we need to come on to the svara of Rachmana achshevela hanoa maisa. But it would appear that Tosis is saying more than this, that if the Torah wouldn't consider the Hana to be a Maisa, not only wouldn't she get punished, but she wouldn't even have an Aveira. It's the Boyel who's doing the Aveira. But she's not Overes Aveira Klal. Rak Mishum, the Rachmana Achshevei, the Hana Maisa, the woman is included in the Aveiro of Arayis, so that considering it a Maisa makes her that she did an Aveiro. Ubedoim Elazer, the Kesef Mishnah writes, explaining the Rambam, Avodah Zarah 12:1. That if a man's was shaved against halacha, he doesn't get malchus unless he helped the one shaving him. This is Avodah Zarah 12:1. Frek the Raivid, even though he doesn't get malchus, since it was midaito, even if he didn't help him, he's still oivel belav. Because if Mishnah writes, it's not shaykh to say he's oivel belav because he didn't do a ma'is at all in misgaleach. The Minchas Chinuch, Reishnan Aleph Gimel, brings the Shut Chacham Tzvi, Simon Pei Beis, who asks in the Kesef Mishnah, that there are numerous lavin without a maisa, and you don't get malchus. And nevertheless, they're lavin. As I frek the Chacham Tzvi. However, what the Kesef Mishnah means is clear. That in the Yisur of HaKofas HaRosh, rounding the head, which is the Yisur, talking about, the issue is not that his head has been rounded, that he rounded it, he doesn't have payas anymore, but rather it's the meisen, the pe'ula of hakofas se'ar harosh that the Torah answered, and therefore if somebody else does the hakofa, he didn't do it himself, somebody else did it. Not only didn't do a maisa, he wasn't over an avera at all. And the makif was over the avera b'gufu shel hanikof. It's only if he helped him that he's over. And you can't compare it to every other lavim she'en bo maisa. Eino chinami. Lav she'en bo maisa is an avera, even if there's no maisa, but it's an avera. But here, if there's no maisa, there's no avera. So we could say the same thing by an avelis. That the Iker Isser is the Pu'ula and the Maisa shall be as Isser, and not the Mitzvah of Bia. And therefore, She's not over on any yisur, even though the aver is done with her body. And therefore, we need to come on to the chiddush that rachmono achshevei ka'oisem maisa. Since she gets hanoah, it's like she's doing a maisa in memela. She is included in the avera. Based on what we said, that the nevelis who's not doing a maisa mitzad atzma, she's not overas on any avera, and only because rachmono achshevei lahanoah maisa, that makes it an avera of the nevelis. It would appear that this doesn't mean to say that the hanoah be'atzmusa is the avera, but rather what it means is that the Torah was machshiv the hanoah, and it made it into a maisa avera, and it's a din mechudush of rachmona achshevei lahanoah maisa. It's not that the hanoah be'atzmusa is the avera; it's that the Torah was machshiv the hanoah and made the hanoah into a maisa avera, and it's a new din of rachmona achshevei lahanoah maisa. Me'ein ma shematzinu b'chometz b'pesach. שאינו ברשוסוי של אדם ועשו הכוסוף כאילו הוא ברשוסוי לעבור אולוב בבעל יירוה. שאין זה גילוי שבאמס הוא ברשוסוי, אלא הוא דין מחודוש שעשוי הכוסוף ברשוסוי. It's not pshat that it's really in his rishus, this chometz on Pesach. No, it's not in his rishus. בעל יירוה, it's not his. It's not his chometz. He shouldn't be over on בעל יירוה. But rather, there's a din מחודוש that the Pasuk made it as if it's in his rishus. It's not be'emes in his rishus, but the Pasuk made it like it's in his rishus, and therefore he's over in Bal Yiroi. So here also it's a din mechudish she'asa akosuv maisa aveiro. And according to this, it would appear that we can be mechadish and say, says Morin v'Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, that this is only shayach in a case where she is chayeves alabiyah. But if she's anusa, she's ptura mitzad the din of ulenara loisase dovo. So there's no din of achsheve at all. And there's even more mistabro. If we say that onser achmana pratra is not just a ptura meonesh, but rather it means that he didn't even do an aveiro, as the achronim discuss. And since kai gavna, there's no achshevei when there's a case of onus. There's no achshevei. It emerges that not only mitzad the onus is she p'tura, there's not even aveira at all. It's just with her body, the boil did an aveira. Okay, so this is like one of our journey, and then Amir Tzashem, we will finish the Mahalach in the next Shir, and we will Amir Tzashem be Miyashev Shitas HaRishonim, and see more Niflos Mitaratz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.